A Wise Plan. Written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by K-Burb. This is a Lord of the Rings fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Aragorn / Arwen / Boromir. While not as common as it had once been, there were still nights when Aragorn's sleep was troubled. He knew Boromir had the same struggle. He supposed that it was inevitable after all that they'd been through, both during the quest and even in the years before it. On the worst nights, when both of them struggled with nightmares, all either of them hoped for was not disturbing Arwen. Aragorn was grateful that at least on this night, it was only his own sleep that was troubled. Boromir slept peacefully beside him. Closing his eyes once more, Aragorn tried his best to think of pleasant things in hopes it would calm him enough to lull him back to sleep. That did not work. He shifted in hopes a different position might help. Alas, it was no more successful than the pleasant thoughts. All his movements accomplished was disturbing his wife and their soon-to-be husband. Fortunately, when he stilled once more, they both settled back to full sleep. But for Aragorn, try as he might, sleep was elusive. It frustrated him greatly, but he did not want to disturb their well-deserved rest. He knew rising too early would worry them both needlessly, and he knew that rest was better than nothing, even if he did not sleep, so he remained in bed for as long as he could. Finally, shortly before dawn, he could stand it no longer. Carefully, Aragorn eased himself from bed. Though not carefully enough, it seemed, as Boromir stirred instantly. "Hush, it's still early," Aragorn murmured, running his fingers through the sleep-tousled hair at Boromir's brow. "Go back to sleep." Boromir blinked sluggishly. "Are you all right?" Aragorn sat carefully on the edge of the bed. "Merely a poor night's sleep. May as well do something more useful than lie awake in bed." Brow furrowing, Boromir murmured, "Are you sure?" Reaching for his hand, Aragorn brought it to his lips and brushed a kiss to Boromir's knuckles. "I'm sure," Aragorn replied. "Take some more rest. I'll be fine for a few hours, especially ones as early as these." Likely knowing an argument would go nowhere, Boromir nodded his acceptance. Aragorn pressed another kiss to his hand before releasing it and standing. "Sleep," Aragorn urged again. He waited until Boromir's eyes drifted closed to slip from the room. He knew the rest of his household was awake by the sudden appearance at his office door of a servant bearing a tray with breakfast.
"Lord Boromir thought you'd rather have breakfast brought to you this morning, my lord," the servant explained.
Aragorn smiled. While his household, their family, and friends often had the first meal of the day together, if Aragorn was already hard at work, he didn't generally like stopping for a prolonged meal. It was a sentiment Boromir, and Faramir, as it turned out, shared. It meant thoughtfulness was appreciated, but not surprising. "Thank you," Aragorn said, gesturing to a spot for the tray. The servant smiled, set the tray down, and bustled out. Aragorn had to admit, he appreciated the businesslike manner of the servants in the Citadel. He wasn't sure he could have handled servants who fawned over him. There had been a few like that when he served as Thorngil, and he dreaded the thought that there were more. Boromir had quickly soothed his worries on that front, and his beloved's assurances had proved to be incredibly accurate. Deciding not to let his food grow cold, Aragorn took a break from the stack of papers in front of him.
"If someone had told me how much paper I'd have to deal with as king,
I would have reconsidered it, Aragorn muttered. A laugh drew his attention to the door, where an all-too-amused Arwen stood. You would not, Estelle, Arwen teased. His lips twitched into a rueful half-smile. I suppose not, he allowed. Arwen stepped fully into the office. I was going to see if you'd eaten, but I see Boromir beat me to that particular task. In this, his habits and yours are similar enough, but I should have expected it. I know you were up very early. Is everything all right? Aragorn nodded. I couldn't sleep, and didn't wish to disturb the two of you. Nothing more. Coming up to stand beside his chair, Arwen stroked along his forehead. If you're sure it's nothing more serious, she said gently. Leaning into her touch, he replied, It is not. After a few moments, he took her hand and pulled it to his lips. He brushed a kiss to the top of her head and smiled softly. I'm sure you have much to do today as well, he offered. Arwen nodded. I do have several meetings today, she agreed. We should be finalizing the plans for the Citadel Gardens this morning. And I'm meeting with the soldiers' widows again this afternoon. We all have final fittings for our wedding garments tomorrow, don't forget. I know how much you and Boromir are looking forward to that. Aragorn winced. His and Arwen's wedding had been a grand affair, but it almost seemed like the wedding ceremony to bring Boromir into their marriage officially was going to be even more extravagant. Perhaps it was because more time had passed, and the city was seeing more signs of true recovery. His and Arwen's wedding was a symbol of hope, he'd been told. Perhaps their wedding to Boromir was a symbol of healing. Either way, it involved things that both his coronation and the first wedding had that he'd hoped never to have to repeat. Namely, entirely too many visits to a seamstress and tailor. Likely knowing his thoughts, Arwen laughed. There's a reason we scheduled it first thing, Estelle. I knew you and Boromir both would rather have it done and over with early in the day. Nodding, Aragorn admitted that it was a wise plan. That night, as he climbed into bed with his beloveds, Aragorn hoped for a better night's rest. With their warm, steady presences at his side, he slept the whole night through. The end.